You're listening to SBS News.
6 million Australians will soon be able to access cheaper medication. From September 1, people will be able to buy 2 months' worth of medication for the same price as one prescription. The changes apply to more than 300 common subsidised medication already on the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme and will be rolled out in 3 stages. The Pharmacy Guild has raised concerns that the policy may stretch some community pharmacies, causing them to close down, lose jobs, and prevent people from getting medication. Andrew Niao is the president of the West Australian branch of the Pharmacy Guild.
What we're asking for is for the government to work out the best way that they can bring this forward that will not negatively impact the community pharmacy network. Whilst this government were in opposition, they did say that the best way to introduce the 60-day policy was in the constructs of a community pharmacy agreement. We hope they will do this as a part of their ongoing negotiations with us.
Health Minister Mark Butler says the change will provide cost of living relief, free up doctors, and not close down community pharmacies.
This measure will halve the cost of these medicines for 6 million patients. Obviously incredibly good for their hip pocket at a time of a global cost of living crisis. We also know from evidence overseas that it improves medication compliance by as much as 20%, so it will be good for their health as well. But critically, importantly as well, it will free up millions of GP consults every single year.
The opposition has also been critical of the government, saying they support the change, but Labor has failed to consult with pharmacies before introducing the change. The coalition said they would block the federal government's 60-day dispensing changes unless they agreed to negotiate and implement a new agreement with community pharmacies. Opposition Health Minister Anne Rustin says the coalition supports cheaper medicines but wants to protect community pharmacies from any adverse impacts.
The coalition supports Australians getting cheaper access to medicines and we support 60-day dispensing. What we're saying today is we think the government's got the implementation wrong. We've been calling on the government since this announcement of this policy to guarantee that no pharmacy would close and that no Australian would be worse off as a result of this particular measure. To date, we haven't had that undertaking.
The Australian Medical Association's president, Professor Steve Robson, criticised the coalition's move.
Doctors like me have an obligation to act in the best interests of our patients. The coalition yesterday showed they do not feel the same way. The Senate today has the opportunity to do the right thing for all Australians, and we hope that they'll grasp that opportunity. Affordable medication should be available to every single Australian. It's that simple. And we want to make sure that we don't miss this opportunity again.
The opposition later backed down on the threat, trying to delay their own motion until the next parliamentary sitting in September. Opposition Health Minister Anne Rustin says the delay would have allowed the government to negotiate and consult pharmacies.
We're making the offer not to move the disallowance today. That gives the government the opportunity over the break to actually genuinely put their money where their mouth is when it comes to their commitment to making sure Australians do get the cost of living benefit from this particular measure. So we won't move the disallowance today. We will postpone it until a later date to give the government the opportunity to actually show the good faith that they say this morning. Minister Butler said this morning that I hadn't given him enough time.
However, the government forced a vote and defeated the disallowance with the help of the Greens and independent crossbenchers. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called the coalition's change of heart a farce.
Order. And you know what they did in the Senate earlier today? They lost 6 votes trying to block the vote being held. Trying to block the vote being held on their motion. On their motion. And then, order. When that all failed, they withdrew the moving of the motion. So now it sits on the notice paper an orphan. No one's moving it. No one's associated with it.
Order.
What a farce.
The opposition has lodged another disallowance motion for the next sitting period in September, after the change comes into effect. Mark Butler says the coalition needs to move on.
Well, again, I haven't seen that motion, but the circus continues. I just wonder when the coalition is going to learn to back the interests of patients rather than this pharmacy lobby. The Senate has expressed its will, not about the procedure, but about the substance of the motion. And a majority of the Senate, a clear majority of the Senate, supported the government's measure. Frankly, the Coalition should just listen to that and move on.
For more stories on health, you can now follow SBS Health Headlines in your podcast app. Sophia Tarek, SBS News.